CCTA wake-up call for 0813 and 0814 2022. That's CCTA wake-up call 0813 and 0814 2022.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake-up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you for tuning in and joining us again. We have a full crew tonight. We have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
We have Pete Benton with us.
Buena seta, como esta?
We have Doug Gould with us.
Hello.
Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
And Melissa Potter.
Hello.
So we are trying to cover all the bases here on the latest Trump fiasco, and I think everybody is aware of the fact that Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was raided by the FBI.
Is it a Trump fiasco or an FBI fiasco? Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Trump never has a fiasco.
Right. If it was a Trump fiasco, it was planned.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to read you a little thing here from it's a clandestine newsletter. It was a trap. Let me get back to it. I got trapped in my own trap here. All right, now that we have waited just about 48 hours to let the details surface about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, let's analyze the situation from 40,000 feet. Let's look at the facts as of now. The FBI raided Mar-a-Lago looking for alleged classified documents while Donald Trump was not present. The FBI reportedly did not find the alleged classified documents they were looking for, but they did take 15 boxes of documents from Trump's home. The FBI did not reveal the reasonable cause to Trump's legal team. Trump must sue for the right to see that, apparently. Most importantly, Eric Trump was present on the property and facilitated the situation. He reported that the Mar-a-Lago staff did not turn off security cameras despite instructions from FBI. So for those who are concerned about the FBI planning anything, Trump had that base covered. And for those who are concerned they will plant evidence back at FBI headquarters, that's not how that works. They have to take photos and document everything at the scene. They won't be able to successfully plant anything while under surveillance. Eric even went so far as to say that they have already captured FBI acting improperly. At first, this event enraged overwhelming majority of Trump base, but after the facts unfolded and the media narratives were established, we can see this event has not only caused zero net damage to Trump, it's benefiting him immensely. So
his donations doubled yesterday.
Yeah, and there's large crowds outside Mar-a-Lago. I guess a bunch of activists, insurrectionists are down there trying to take over Mar-a-Lago. I don't know.
They're saying that Trump's re-election campaign started on Monday when this raid took place.
Yes.
Yep. A lot of places where a lot of the popular conservative hosts are saying he needs to go ahead and announce now.
Yeah.
And take advantage of this.
I'm not sure that's a good thing or a bad thing. But one of the things that I came across in my research, and I got it from the Gateway Pundit and the Daily Caller, is there are some people that feel that the documents they were after were the documents that were declassified while Trump was in office, that show the role the FBI played in setting up the Trump Spygate scandal, because those documents make the FBI look really bad. Now, Judicial Watch has sued for the release of those documents because it's been more than a year. It's been a couple of years. And they have not gotten any they haven't had any success with their lawsuit.
Right.
So it is quite possible that this has more to do with an FBI cover-up than anything that Trump ever did.
Well, I think the whole administration is a rogue administration. They don't comply with any constitutional requirements, mm-hmm. No laws. They're totally outside. Now, they get on TV and they'll announce it. Nobody's above the law. except
they
them.
They keep saying that.
Except
but,
them.
But I don't remember the raid on Chappaqua to get Hillary's server. I must have missed that.
No, and you see Hillary's selling hats now.
That say,
but the email.
Yeah,
but her email, yeah.
Yeah. And that's no joke, because that is evidence of a two-tiered
yes.
justice.
And they're proud of it, and they don't try to hide it. They
and if your memory
your
really goes back, you remember Sandy Berger stuffing things from the archives into his socks.
Yeah.
Now, I don't, you know, and they just said, well, Sandy's just sloppy.
Yeah.
Well, sloppiness has nothing to do with stuffing documents in your socks.
Classified documents.
Yeah. This is getting out of hand.
It is.
No, it's not getting, it's been out of hand for a long time.
One thing that comes to mind, you know, a lot of people think that law enforcement is honest and they're all upright and so forth. And I've worked with a lot of FBI, Secret Service. I worked, you know the sheriffs in our local counties, love all these guys. They're great people and great patriots. But I've also had experience with law enforcement that is corrupt.
Yes.
And I had a landmark case that I did forensics for in Florida. Where in Florida, you go into the town and they got two cops, and the people who run the law enforcement there are the sheriff department. So this is West Palm Beach, and they had, I think, three cops in the local town and 3,000 sheriff deputies in the sheriff department. One of them was the forensic investigator in a case, and he planted child porn. And I was able to prove that in court. And he went to prison for 5 years and lost his law enforcement credentials.
Wow.
But I was able to prove that happened. And in the process, by the way, I was threatened not only by the deputy, but by his lieutenant and several others. As an appointed investigator for the court, I was threatened by dirty cops. So most people in law enforcement are there for the right reasons, and they're good people with good hearts. But there are dirty ones out there, and I know all the law enforcement brothers I know are happy to see them get caught and go away.
Yeah.
But it does exist, and I think they've found their ways in the upper echelons of the FBI.
Yeah.
Thank you. Doug, to your point, I totally agree. Having been the son of a career law enforcement officer, spent 40-some years in it, the rank-and-file law enforcement officers are honorable, good men and women who want to do their best. It is what I call rot from the top. It's the leadership.
Right.
They've been compromised, and they do not have the intestinal fortitude nor the integrity to stand up against the forces of evil and call it for what it is. This is essentially a preemptive first strike against Donald Trump because they're scared of him, because he's going to bring light to darkness. And furthermore, look at the timing of it. Just a couple of months before
of
the general election.
Yeah. Predictable. Right.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it because it needs to be said. And if you really want to know where the most corrupt law enforcement places are, pull up your map and look for the blue states, the blue counties, the blue cities, the metropolitan areas that are run by Democrats. That's where you'll find the highest crime rate, the most corrupt police forces, and law enforcement in general. So there's a coalition there, or correlation, I'm sorry. There's a correlation there between who's running the place and the results you're getting, Diane.
I find it ironic that our U.S. Attorney General, Merrick Garland, said no one is above the law. What did we see for the past 5-6 years? You know, Democrats are above the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a question for you. The report is out that at least 3 Department of Justice attorneys for Merrick Garland joined the FBI in the search. Now, is that normal procedure? Is that legal? What's going on here?
I don't know. I wish I was in government so I could tell you. Anybody answers?
Anybody know anything about that? No. Okay.
Now, I want to say, now, this was an unprecedented search to search
never before former, on a
never
serving
before
president,
done.
Right?
Now, would it normally be the attorney general's responsibility to let the president know in advance this unprecedented thing is going to happen? And so right now we're hearing that the president knew nothing about this. By the way, I think that's a big lie.
I don't think he knew, because he would have not been at Trump Tower in New York City. I think that's where he was.
No, Biden.
Okay.
President
Biden. Did Biden know?
Should Merrick Garland have been responsible because it was an unprecedented event to let the president know.
So you're saying that Garland never let Biden know?
Biden's claiming he had no idea.
Well, you know, even he probably did know, but forgot. You know,
you don't know. I'm sorry.
I hate to pick on a feeble-minded president, but
let's talk in political speak. So, I would be willing to bet good money that Merrick Garland told Sleepy Joe that they were going to raid Trump's residence and look for documents, but didn't tell him when. And so Biden's statement that I didn't know refers to not knowing the specific time of the raid, which they probably wouldn't release until the tactical team was on the way anyway. Mm-hmm. So, there's a half-truth there, but it's intended to be a lie, and it's what politicians call plausible deniability.
I think you're giving Biden too much credit.
Too much intelligence.
I think he was probably still wandering around looking for people that aren't there to shake hands with.
I would expect in this situation that attorney general should be immediately fired for dereliction of duty.
Yeah, and he was considered for Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that played out, but
he didn't get it.
I know. He was never considered because of the end of a term.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, not just him. The whole department needs to be flushed.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and not just him. I've talked about it before. Most of these departments up there are run by SESers, and they've been there for decades, some of them, mm-hmm. From all the different previous administrations. Most of them have exposed themselves as black hats or bad guys or whatever you want to call them for years now. But they're still in power. They're still running things on the inside there. And I still think Obama is heading it all up from his headquarters in D.C. Of course, he's taking orders from somebody at the global level. But anyway, now you can call me a conspiracy theorist.
But I just can't believe they're still going after Trump. They can't leave the man alone.
Well, he's a threat.
I know he's a threat, but geez, the lengths they're going to demonize him, to harass him. It's just, I don't know if they've ever done this to any former president ever in the history of the United States.
They haven't, huh?
Not that I know of.
But I think they're finally getting Republicans so worked up, so angered, that they've promised to go after the Biden administration if the Republicans get into power.
They promised.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's something we should hold them accountable. Right.
And see what they've done now, whether they want to realize it or admit it or not, if they have set a precedent.
Yeah.
So we can go right in and do, hey, you did it.
And then what? The public trust in government is gone.
Right.
Yes. You know, we can never trust them again. What are they there for? Are they there to legislate for us, or are they there to, squabble and tit for tat and all that kind of stuff?
All right. Melissa?
And you really think that anyone with common sense would look at this and say, they're going after this man nonstop, trying to get rid of him. What are they so afraid of? Instead, you have people out there who are like, oh, he's a terrible man.
I know.
He's so bad. He does so much.
I know.
That's so wrong. And
I think one of the interesting parts of this, remember when Biden ran for election, and one of the things he kept on saying was that Trump had ruined our image overseas and he was going to fix it. Well, stop laughing. It gets worse. Well, one of the things that showed up on Twitter today was a quote by the president of El Salvador, whose name I will not even attempt to pronounce, who posted the following on Twitter. What would the U.S. government say if our police raided the house of one of the main possible contenders of our 2024 presidential election? Mm-hmm. In the eyes of much of the world, this raid makes us a banana republic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pete?
Yeah, Diane, what you were talking about, and I completely agree. I know in my time with the Reagans and the Bushes and in the Honor Guard back in the 80s, there's been a number of complaints by members of Congress. I know Walter Jones and I were very, very close, and I met Rand Paul, Ron Paul, and other ones. And even Rand Paul and many of your conservative members of Congress have said that the bureaucracy, the federal agencies are completely out of control. And one of the main problems is there's no accountability for their abuses of power and the horrendous things that they do. Therein is the problem. You got to reel them in. And it's hard to fire them. It's hard to deal with them, and you know, especially with the things that they're involved with. But I think the more that they try to intimidate Donald Trump, I think the worse it is, because he's a New Yorker, okay? And they are survivors and they're fighters, okay? Yep. And I really think that in his heart, and I believe this man has a mission, and it's to save this country.
Yep.
And I think they're going to find out come November.
All they've done is empowered him.
Yeah. Millions of Americans support him.
Yeah. You know, this is a blatant act of fascism.
Sure.
And all they have done is proven what Trump was saying all along, that the deep state does exist and they're out to get us.
Before Trump left office, and I don't know exactly at what point, he signed an executive order that would give him the power to fire those bureaucrats. Now, Biden undid it the first day he took office.
Yeah.
But it's a fair bet that if Trump comes back into the presidency, that office will, that executive order will not only go into effect, but a lot of people will lose their jobs. And that's why you will see that little cluster of the richest counties in the country around Washington, D.C., are going to fight him tooth and nail.
Right.
Because he is a threat to the little cabal that they have set up.
Right. And that's what was his downfall in the beginning, is he went in there and he was listening to people of power because he didn't have any previous political experience. He didn't understand that he could not trust all those people.
And now he's dangerous.
Right. And now he's found out who in these agencies were stabbing him in the back. And, you know, it'll be a whole different scenario.
Remember the trick of a magician. Magician does misdirection. He puts his right hand out and waves it up and down and pops a balloon while he's pulling the bird out of his back pocket with the left hand. Okay, this is what's going on in our government.
Yeah.
Recently declassified documents show that the FBI knew that the Russiagate, the Crossfire Hurricane investigation was completely false. And in fact, they've identified the supervisory intelligence analyst by the name of Brian Auten at the FBI, who is the one behind Russiagate, behind dumping the Hunter Biden investigation, behind not investigating Hillary Clinton, and many, many other things.
Did he get promoted?
He's a supervisory special agent, you know, so an intelligence analyst. So somebody that I know well was the former special agent in charge of FBI at North Carolina, Chris Swecker. And Chris got promoted to deputy director of the criminal division in Washington, D.C. I worked with Chris on a couple of investigations. He's an honest guy, and you know, and I trust his judgment. And I noticed that Chris said that analyst needs to be investigated, talking about Auten. And so there is some truth to that. Also, the who's that clown? Andrew McCabe was a former acting director of the FBI and testified that without the Steele dossier, the FISA warrants never would have been issued. To now that it's know that it's all false.
Right.
That's disturbing.
We've gone a little over time here, and we do need to stop and take a break to hear from our sponsors. So when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, we are talking about the Donald Trump raid. Not him doing a raid, but him being raided, his Mar-a-Lago residence. And we've got quite a panel put together here tonight. Hope you're enjoying it. And Diane, I think you had something before we went
to
break.
Well, I was going to ask Mary a question, and it's probably we probably passed the moment, but she was talking about executive order. Donald Trump passed, and then Biden rescinded. Yeah. But didn't Obama pass an executive order right before he left where they all the agencies can share information?
Yes.
And I was wondering, did Trump rescind that?
I don't know, but I will tell you that before he left, Obama stacked the bureaucracy with his syncopants.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not only that, the courts, all the judges. Look at the problems we're having right now. Look at the one that signed the warrant for them to go and do this raid, okay? He's not even a judge, he's a magistrate, and he was one of Epstein's attorneys and represented a lot of the Epstein people. So there's a lot of tie-ins there when you look behind the curtain.
Sure. Wow. Did you say a lot of Italians?
No.
Tie-in.
What are you trying to say, Diane?
What are you trying to say, Rick?
Just for clarity, Diane is Italian, so she doesn't mean to be offending any of the...
Yeah, you know, to your point, I vividly recall most of it probably went 1987 when you had the Petco strike, the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Union.
Yes.
Ronald Reagan gave him a warning. They didn't heed it. He fired everyone.
Every one of them. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
That's what needs to be done.
Absolutely.
Is to execute properly and fairly presidential power to correct issues of that nature.
We need a president that will go down the Constitution.
Exactly.
Because the Constitution does not give power to all these agencies. The Constitution doesn't have a Department of Education. It doesn't have an EPA. It doesn't have an IRS. It doesn't have any of these things.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And these are all powers that have been given by corrupt political figures.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Diane remembers this. She's a constitutional law expert. If you study our founding fathers and mothers, really, if you stop and think about it on a theoretical basis, the Constitution was designed to put shackles on tyrants.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what it does, is put chains on unabated, just wild abuses of power by bureaucrats, by politicians, etc. It's the supreme law of the land for that very reason, to protect the people and protect their rights.
And the left is very good at putting out narratives that sound like, hey, we really care about you, we're looking out for your best interests, you know, all these different things that they take on, that like the abortion issue, that's a health issue. No, it's not.
No.
Okay? You look at the percentages of pregnancies that it results in a major health issue, or the percentage of cases of incest involved, those things, they're minuscule. That doesn't mean they're not bad, but it doesn't mean you need to murder millions of babies to make up for it, okay? And other issues, the gun issues, they're going to keep trying to take away your Second Amendment rights. And this thing about the assault weapons. Well, you know what? A baseball bat is an assault weapon.
Anything is an assault. Yeah.
You put it in the hands of
a frying pan is an assault weapon.
Right. You put it in the hands of a good guy, and it's something to play a ball game with. You put it in the hands of a bad guy, It could be an assault weapon. You put it in a homeowner's hands, it's a defensive weapon. Yeah. Same thing with AR-style weapons. You know, if it looks like an AR-15, big deal. It might be a 22. Yeah. But the bullet comes out the end of that barrel is what does the damage, not what the rifle looks like.
Well, okay? But again, remember that the state of Florida looks like a handgun, so we can no longer draw that.
Okay. There was a kid that actually got into trouble for doing that.
You can't draw the state of Florida.
I heard something. I don't know if this is reasonable or not, but it was an interesting comment. If a woman is worried about protection, if she's into an area that she's keep a sock full of quarters in your pocketbook, because a sock full of quarters can be a serious weapon.
Oh yeah, well,
but there's no reason why she should be denied. Look, no, carry a gun. Our lives are just as valuable as a man's life.
That's why it doesn't make sense when you walk up to these places that have no guns allowed inside. Okay, do you know how many weapons? From the time you step through the door, if there's an umbrella right there, you got a weapon. Okay, if it's full of umbrellas, you got a bunch of weapons. And, you know, chairs. Never mind, I won't go there.
Now, full disclosure, Mary went to school in New York City.
So did I.
And they taught the use of a hat pin and the spiked heels as... Yeah. Offensive
weapons. Right.
My whole point and the reason we got off track and got to this is that it's the evil and the good. Yeah. You take that weapon and put it in the hands of a criminal, it's an assault weapon. Mm-hmm. You put it in the hands of a good guy, and it's a defensive weapon.
Right.
It's the same weapon.
Exactly.
It's just who's holding
it. It's an extension of a good person or a bad person.
Right.
Yeah. And the bottom line is the criminals will always have guns.
Yeah.
They'll always
find a way to get them. That's why we have the black market.
Rick, I was in Walmart the other night, and I saw one of the most best-dressed women I've ever seen in my life. She was standing there with a 45 on her hip.
Oh, cool. Can I mention something? Go back to Pete. And this is a shameless plug, and I apologize. But you talk about the Constitution and how it's inherently corrects and it monitors and it polices the government, right?
Yes.
It polices some of us, but it also polices the government itself.
Yes.
Well, the most effective design of the government was the selection or appointment of senators as it was in the original Constitution, right? That's an immediate check in government from the states because they represent the states, and they could stop any tyrannical or abusive law. So I wrote an article recently, it's why we need to repeal the 17th Amendment, because that important feature went away with the 17th Amendment.
I agree.
So, anybody for love of God and country.com can read my latest article.
That's not shameless. That was blatant, obvious. I totally endorse Diane's announcement of her blog of for love of God and country.com. She does a great job there and shares a lot of great information. So visit that. And if you get tired of that, jump on over to rightwinggranny.com, which is Mary's blog. And you'll enjoy what you find there. Also at cctaxpayers.com, we have published a list of conservative sites, a list of alternative news sources you can go to, and I'm going to try to keep that list updated because it's growing. More and more conservative news outfits are coming out of the woodwork.
Rick, you also have the watchdog that is refreshed. How often?
Twice a day. The CCTA watchdog. It's an aggregated newspaper, online newspaper that we publish. And what it does, it goes out, and I have put in a list of conservative news sites for it to go and pull from, and it aggregates a list of stories from those sites. Every now and then you'll see something and say, well, why is it putting that? It doesn't really fit, but, it's technology. It's not us actually doing it. Just remember, it is aggregated from other news sources.
So we're not cutting things off the way Farcebook is doing.
No. All right, well, we need to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, let's talk a little bit more about the Trump raid down in Mar-a-Lago. You know what? It comes to my attention that Obama still has tons of classified documents in his residence. Can we expect that raid this week?
And so does Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton, well, I don't know if he still has them or not.
Well, you know, I think the Obama documents are more threatened by the rising sea because he bought waterfront property as they were saying that the seas are going to
That's
rise.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's a good reason to raid his place, you know, it's to save the documents.
Save the documents.
Save the documents.
Save the, right.
Save yeah. the documents, yes.
Or it's ready. Okay, so we know that the FBI showed up in a pre-dawn raid. That has happened to a number of conservative figures in the last couple of years, and they're doing unprecedented things that are going to come back to bite them, I believe.
Well, Rick, didn't they also yesterday confiscate the cell phone of a sitting representative while he was out for dinner?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because of his ties to Trump.
Yes.
Definitely.
But who House Freedom Caucus?
Well, they think that it has something to do with the January 6th incident. And that's another thing. Look at the number of Americans that are sitting in a jail cell today.
Yes.
Being mistreated, being deprived of their constitutional rights. I mean, who would have thought we'd get to this point? And it would be over a year, almost 2 years now, some of these people have been in jail. We've had a suicide, I believe, from one of them there.
At least one.
too.
But where's Congress? Where's Congress?
That's the good question.
Where are the Republicans in Congress bringing this up every day and talking about it?
That's a good point. And that's a, you know, we got the 2022 midterms coming up. We have an opportunity to flush Congress of some of these rhinos. People, I hope you're doing your homework. I hope you're out there looking at who's voting with the Democrats, who's voting to do this communist
from
socialist
the primaries
agenda.
That have happened, it Rick, looks Rick, like was, they are flushing.
Was there like action taken against the Black Lives Matter people
no.
that
of
were
no.
rioting and burning no. and whatever else?
Right.
No, they were exercising their free speech. These guys were just trying to, you know,
that's another
derail
good point.
The
folks,
inauguration.
It's real easy to confirm. Bob just brought up a good point. Pull up YouTube and search Black Lives Matter riots. Okay? And when you get through watching them, pull up January 6th and compare the two. The first one, Black Lives Matters, nobody's sitting in jail over that.
No, oh, and they burned down cities, they destroyed businesses.
They set businesses on fire that the proprietors lived upstairs.
And the guy who said these are mostly peaceful protests with the fires behind him, he won an Emmy.
Yes.
Really? And they club reporters, right? They, if anybody's filming, they go up and they club. I mean, they do terrible, you know, personal injury.
Who wants that precinct on fire with the police inside of it?
All of this is documented.
Things.
I mean, it was on
the
news
members
live.
Of Congress and even Kamala Harris, they donated to the fund, the Bell Fund,
for the Bell
to bail them out.
Yeah, so where are the Republicans with the January 6th people? Yeah, where are the Republicans in Congress?
What damage did those insurrectionists, you know, in air quotes, what damage did they actually do to the Capitol?
There were some windows broken. That's
terrifying.
Important question, Mary, is where are we the people that are letting them get away with it?
That's true.
What can we do?
It's interesting you say that. This past spring when I was campaigning for the North Carolina House, I was down on Highway 101 at Matthews Point. I actually met a guy and his wife and his son who were actually on their 48-foot sailboat, a schooner. And he told me point blank, very, very nice gentleman. I wrote down some details. He said, Pete, I was actually there at the January 6th riots. And he said, what was interesting, was the fact that he said, I was there with the Promise Keepers, which is a Christian group. And he said, I had with me a New York City police detective who was a lieutenant. He said, we had gotten wind. They had about 14 or 15 U.S. Capitol policemen secluded in a room. They were going to murder them and blame them on Trump's people. He said, I know this to be a fact. He said, we went up to the U.S. Capitol Police and we said, look, there's something going on here that's nefarious. And he said, we need to get in there and help these guys. He said, they were able to convince the Capitol Police to let them go in. And they took these 15 U.S. Capitol policemen and they took them to safety and prevented them from being murdered because these people were going to blame it on Trump. It was a conspiracy.
Well,
that's what he told me.
I think there's enough evidence out there, video, not what they're showing in this sham hearing that Congress is doing right now, not what they're showing on the mainstream media. But if you go out there and do your homework and search, a lot of the conservative sites have the video that was taken not by the people that are pushing the narrative, but by... There were millions of people there. There was at least a million people there. As far as you could see, there were people. And most of them had their cell phones out taking video. So the video that they're showing during this hearing is not the only video that's available.
Correct.
And they've gone through and edited and taken out and show you just what they want to show you to push their narrative. And one of the things that you see through there are certain individuals that are doing certain things like Ray Epps, that haven't even been arrested, haven't even been investigated. They are totally, and that's suspicious, very suspicious. Why is he allowed to lead people into the Capitol, direct people to go do things, and he's not even held accountable for it?
Well, I'll tell you what struck me as suspicious right from the get-go were the amount of Capitol Police that killed themselves right afterwards.
Yeah.
And the... amount of police that either disappeared or quit. It just seemed, and the four that were chosen to testify, right? You know, it just seemed, why wasn't there a deposition of all of the ones that were there? You know, what upset these guys so bad, or what happened to them? Did they really? I don't know. It was just all very strange.
I see a historical parallel here. In 2010, I was sent to Germany, Stuttgart, Germany, as a senior war plans officer working on top secret war plans. I actually had the opportunity to meet German people who lived through the 1930s and 40s under Hitler's reign of terror. And they actually told me that they said exactly what is, you know, what happened then. And I see that parallel, what happened in the 30s with the brown shirts and the Gestapos, is happening today here in America. It's the same abuses of power and complete willful, you know, abuses of people's constitutional rights. They said the brown shirts would come in. If they found out you said anything ill about the Socialist Party, they would take you in, beat you, incarcerate you, whatever. They come break into your home. They would take all of your valuable possessions. They would burn your Bibles and burn your books, take your money and everything like that. And I see this as the same historical parallel that happened over almost 80 plus years ago in Germany and all over Europe.
Wow. I was just seeing something here, and it says breaking, but I haven't been able to confirm it. It says the FBI informant behind the information provided to them and the DOJ, which then triggered the Mar-a-Lago raid, is holding a press conference. Former kitchen manager Mark Mewarts says unequivocally that he felt an obligation to the rule of law, and he could no longer maintain his silence because it was eating him up inside, that doing so was akin to lying, adding only losers with lower IQs than mine think they can get away with it. That's the end of that. I don't, you know, it doesn't say what information or, but that's the first I've heard of an informant.
Are they, what, an informant from inside of Mar-a-Lago?
Yes, he was a cook or something, you said?
Kitchen manager.
Kitchen manager.
Well, he was one of Trump's employees?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't say here. Wow.
No, I have heard that before, and my question would be, was he put there as a plant?
What's in it for him?
Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee you there's something
if
there.
If he has a beautiful house on Cape Cod in 2 years, we might wonder why.
Diane?
I'm thinking back on all this abuse by the U.S. DOJ. There was FBI conducted a pre-dawn raid of Fox reporter James Rosen.
Oh, they were tapping his phones. They took his passport.
Oh, yeah.
They did a pre-dawn on Roger Stone.
It was unconscionable what they did.
Yes, right?
Roger Stone, and then they did one on Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe.
Right. Yes. Now, folks, let me. I want to capitalize on this.
Yeah, they're all conservative, right? They're not,
right.
You know.
Okay, those are people with lots of money mm-hmm. that have spent millions on their legal defense. General Flynn.
Mm-hmm. General Flynn, yeah.
Yeah, spent millions on their legal defense. They've lost homes. They've lost everything just about. What are you going to do when they come after you? And it's on its way.
Yeah.
Okay, they're laying the groundwork. Why do we need, how many, 87,000 new IRS agents?
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Billions of dollars spent on weapons and ammunition for these IRS agents. Why? Why? Why do we need so many IRS agents, number one? And number two, why do they need to be weaponized?
Well, this is why Americans can live in fear from their government.
Another good point. Fear campaigns.
Yeah.
Monkeypox, COVID, all the different variants, A, B, C, D, E, F, X, Y, Z, you know. It's going to keep coming, folks. Yeah. It's going to keep coming. Food shortages. I mean, if you go out there and look, don't listen to mainstream media. Just go out there and search the internet and find out how many food distribution plants have been burned down.
Yeah. 79.
This year. 79? Okay.
79.
And look at how many farmers are being bought out.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many is the government paying not to farm?
Yeah, they've been doing that since New Deal era, right?
This is a new program.
Yeah.
This is a new program.
What's happened to the cost of fertilizer?
Yeah.
Even the availability of fertilizer. Yep.
And food.
How many acres of farmland does a computer guy named Bill Gates own?
Right.
Yeah. And how much does China own?
Yeah, yeah.
How much does China own?
You mentioned fertilizer. A local farmer here cannot get lime. We see it going by in truckloads from the state port right here.
Yes.
And they can't get lime to treat the fields for planting next year. So there is a shortage of many farming chemicals.
These are organized, orchestrated shortages. What's it going to take to wake you up, people? When are you going to see the writing on the wall? Okay? You thought the toilet paper shortage was bad? You hadn't seen nothing yet.
Well, that's the frog in the boiling water.
Yeah, well, that's the government always wants to fix prices. And they determine the prices, and they set laws and, you know, shortages and overabundance, whatever.
I'm sorry.
But they,
as Reagan said, the most threatening words are "I'm from
the government.
I'm
here to help," right?
I'm sorry, but it befuddles me the number of people that still think this president is doing a great job. Oh. I mean, where are you? Where is your head?
I know.
Pull it out and get some air.
But, where are the raids on Hunter Biden? Where are the raids on
Hillary Clinton?
I mean, these are people that have broken the law, doing some really creepy things.
And well documented.
And unlawful. Where are the either the special prosecutor, or special counsel, whatever it is, to investigate? And where are the raids to get him?
Let's go back to WikiLeaks. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. A lot of people are divided on that, whether it was a good thing or a bad thing. Yeah. I kind of think, okay, well, yeah, he broke some laws, but look at what he exposed.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And how much of that has been covered up, and why is he still not free? Or been prosecuted, or
what's the guy's name again?
Julian Assange.
Yes.
Did he actually steal the documents, or did he just publish them when he received them?
Published them. And then he had to leave the country, right? Or he's hiding in where? In Great Britain or something?
Yeah. It was classified confidential information threatened national security.
Now, if you wanted the stolen documents, go back to the Pentagon Papers that I guess
they
Daniel
Ellsberg.
Look at the ones that Snowden released. I've reviewed those.
Right.
Well, Snowden released all kinds of top secret information to the National Security Agency spying on Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
So was he a helpful whistleblower, or was he a criminal? You know?
I would, from my experience, I would have to say both.
Yes.
So
at what point do you get to where you have to make that decision? My country is corrupt and doing more damage, and I need to expose it and risk.
It's our government.
Yeah.
Well, right? Edward Snowden did raise the issue to his supervisors and his higher ups, and they told him basically sit down and shut up.
Yeah. Well, do you agree?
So he tried.
Do you agree? Do you think it's common knowledge now with most Americans that they know everything they say on a cell phone is collected and stored in a database?
On U.S. citizens.
I don't believe that U.S. citizens know that, and I don't believe that U.S. citizens...
Well, that's what he exposed.
I don't believe that U.S. citizens know that they're being tracked, and if you're listening to this broadcast and you think you are not being tracked, get off your seat and go watch 2,000 Mules.
Yes.
And you will see the technology that was used, and you'll see exactly how it was used and how they track you every day.
And publicly available.
Yeah. I mean, the people who did 2,000 Mules bought the data for $25,000.
Yes.
So if you got the money, you can get the data yourself. If you're a crime syndicate, you can buy the data and start tracking people.
And
it's available.
The NSA... They have no problem tracking everything you do.
They've been doing it for a long time.
We are not saying that crime pays.
No. Just for Italians.
No, but if you go out and you buy your Apple tags and put them on everything that you own, guess what? Guess who's watching your Apple tags?
There was a reporter who took two cell phones, one with no SIM card in it and one with a SIM card in it, and rode around Washington, D.C. for a couple of hours. He went to a hospital and visited some children. He went to a church and visited a priest. He went to a couple of other places. When he got home, he enabled the wireless connection, and he had set up a device that would capture all the wireless data that it was sending back. The cell phone that had a SIM card in it sent 300 kilobytes of data to Google, And the one that didn't have a SIM card in it sent 450 kilobytes of data. The location of those phones every few seconds for the entire 2.5 hours, and it had where he went and what he was doing. Basically, you could determine, you know, somebody went to a hospital, that information is supposed to be private. Somebody went to see their priest, that information is supposed to be private, and it's being tracked. And guess what? If you got a cell phone, that can be done to you. So let me just say this.
And don't think that powering it off is protecting you.
Oh, no. Batteries are not replaceable in cell phones today, explicitly so that the government and others can track you when the thing is turned off. So if you don't want to be tracked, go get yourself a metal ammo box and put a wire from the top, the removable lid, to the side of it so that they're both grounded. Throw your cell phone inside the ammo box and close it and clamp it down. Turned off, and it won't be trackable.
Fill it with water first.
Or you could do like Hillary Clinton did, just smash it with a sledgehammer.
Yeah. All right, well, we're about to run out of time here, so anybody got any closing comments that they want to?
You know, the other comment that we need to add is that people are saying, well, Trump must be guilty because he pled the Fifth Amendment in front of the New York Attorney General?
Yeah.
When we know that any word that he said is going to be twisted and misused in any possible way.
You know, they force him to do that. It's not like he's trying to not incriminate himself. He's forced. They're forcing him not to speak because of what they do to him when he speaks.
When he speaks, that's right, because they twist it.
And that's another thing. The Fifth Amendment was an amendment to the Constitution to protect you.
Yeah.
It's a right.
Yeah.
Why have they made it an evil thing? Oh, he pled the Fifth.
It's right in the Miranda warning.
It's a right that the government cannot take away from you.
Right.
So they get mad when you use it.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, I think I'll have to disagree with you because there's a lot of guys up in D.C. jail right now that will disagree with you that their rights can't be taken away by the government.
I agree.
Well, I mean, with respect to the January 6th prisoners, the President of the United States and his cronies in the heads of administration have suspended the Constitution with respect to those January 6th prisoners.
Abraham Lincoln.
If the Constitution is suspended for one of us, it's suspended for all of us.
Right.
That is tyranny.
And that is tyranny.
Where do they get the power to suspend the Constitution?
They don't.
They create it for themselves.
That's what a tyrant does.
All right. Well, we need to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Yep. All right, well, that's about all the time we have for today's program. I'd like to close out by telling you about CCTA's monthly public meeting, which is the third Tuesday of every month, which falls on the 16th this month. And we're having a forum of school board candidates from Craven County. They've all been invited and they've all accepted. So that's at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern. Folks, this is one of the most important things on the ballot that you could be informed about and make the right choices on, because it all starts when they're indoctrinating the kids in school. That's why we have the people that we have running the country now. You need to go ahead and come to the forum. You'll get to ask questions as well as a set of prepared questions are being asked of all the candidates. And then at the end, it'll be open to the public to ask questions. You'll get to meet and know the candidates or know them as best you can from an informational forum like that. But please get involved in the process. At least know something about who you're voting for. And don't skip over the bottom part of the ballot because you don't know the people that are there. That's not a legitimate excuse. If you're doing that, you might as well just go ahead and vote for them, because when you don't vote for them, you're not helping.
Yeah, voting is probably one of your most important of civic duties.
It is, and one of your most important rights. Well, that's all the time we have for CCTA Wake Up Call. We appreciate you tuning in. Please visit our sponsors. Tell them about that you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.